everyone. Coach Carol here. Today we're talking about, are you prepared if someone had a medical emergency in your workplace? Are you and your employees adequately prepared in the event of an unexpected medical emergency? Would you be able to recognize the need to call 911 versus making the decision to drive an employee to urgent care? Crucial on-the-spot decisions can mean the difference between a short or lengthy recovery for the victim. It can also mean the difference between life or death in some instances. Being as prepared as possible to handle these situations can also reduce the risk of liability for your company. And as a leader, you want to be talking about this possibility and being as prepared as possible. Worksite medical emergencies are most commonly caused by either an existing medical condition or a worksite accident. Most worksite accidents stem from a lack of wellness. For example, the employee wasn't paying close enough attention due to high stress, lack of sleep, addiction, etc. Other times, employees suffer medical emergencies at work that do not involve accidents, such as heart attack, seizure, or stroke. How would you and your employees react in a medical emergency? What would happen if every person present had no idea how to help an employee facing a sudden, life-threatening medical event? Unfortunately, these emergencies happen every day in our society, and they come at a high price for both employers and employees. Too often, these situations were either easily preventable or the losses could have been minimized by being better prepared. There are important and often easy steps employers can take to be well prepared and reduce or eliminate losses in these situations. Consider the following for your company. Number one, implement an effective health, wellness, and safety structure at all of your business locations. Communicate through your words, actions, and programs that the wellness of your employees is your number one priority. Two, create a safety committee made up of employee volunteers who are eager to participate. Find out who's the best qualified to serve on the committee. If possible, utilize employees with experience in health and safety. Also, invest in safety training for members of the team. Number three, create a first responder team by investing in CPR, AED, and first aid classes for some or all of your employees. Trained employees can reduce the severity of illnesses or injuries and possibly save lives during the crucial time between the start of an emergency and the time when professional first responders arrive on the scene. By reducing and ideally eliminating occupational injuries and the associated workers' compensation claims, employees remain healthy and productive. Number four, bring in local experts to provide on-site presentations regarding emergency preparedness. Continuing education is key to responding well in an actual emergency. Number five, place first aid kits in key areas and check them periodically to ensure they are well stocked. Also, providing an AED, an automated external defibrillator, at your worksite can help increase a victim's chance of survival during a cardiac emergency. Number six, in addition to fire drills, perform mock emergency medical drills with the assistance of a local professional first responder so your team is better prepared in the event of a real emergency. And encourage all employees to take drills seriously. Practice drills can be a great opportunity to show us where we need to improve. Don't wait until an emergency at your worksite is handled poorly to learn what strategies should have been implemented. A healthy company begins with prioritizing employee health, wellness, and safety. Let your employees know that you care and you want to be prepared. These practices are easy to implement and inexpensive compared to the return on investment. What additional steps can your company take to maximize health and safety? What have you already put in place that's going to be potentially life-saving in the event of an unexpected medical emergency? The time you invest in being prepared can prove to be invaluable and life-saving for you and your team. Thanks for listening, and make today a great day.